for a long, long time. I'll move that before I back into it. And we've had these patterns, and I don't particularly want to go too far down that pathway, but share a couple of things that may help you get over this Christmas period. But what I want to sort of establish is a beachhead, some ground-breaking territory that'll take you through into 2020. It's just simply called This Is Significant. This is significant. Say that with me. This is significant. Well, that was a hotch-botch from my end. Anyway, say, this is significant. Now, we're going to come back to that a couple of times, but I do want to sort of say, no matter what you're up to, no matter what you're doing, for the next 30 days, I want you to make that your personal, heartfelt confession. Say 30 days. Yeah, and just to adopt those three words, you can make it a confession, you can make it a prayer, but this is significant. And as I said, I don't really care what you are up to, what the issues are in your life, be it health, be it wealth, be it family, be whatever on the spectrum perhaps of needs, this is significant. And sometimes we have things that confront us, and we then tend to sort of say, wow, I'm being attacked, rather than turn that around and say, this is significant. This is significant. And let's see how we can turn that around to your favour in your walk with Jesus over this period. And as you walk with Jesus over this period, it's quite amazing, isn't it? The moment they start to hear Jesus and things like that, they back out of the door really quick. This confession that I'm... this is what I'm probably saying here now. The devil will not like that because he's trying to get you to leave your assignment. So say, I don't really know what my assignment is. But you may have a project. You may have an assignment. You may have a vision. You may have a destiny. All of you. Some of them are big, some of them are small. And it could be just something that comes across your path to set you aside, pull you aside. And this is where I want you to take this on board today and say again with me, this is significant. Say that, this is significant. If you were an orchestra, you'd all be out of time. I could promise you that. The devil's not going to like it if you start throwing it back to him. And you are supposed to be locking in, and what he is trying to do is just get you to turn away a bit from what you are focused on. It's the difference between focus and not focus, and how he can divert you, take your attention away. And it may not even seem like God, but this is significant. This is significant, I guess, that you're here today. Don't wait in your life until it becomes significant. You could be working your way through life. Don't wait until it becomes significant, because that takes no faith. Don't wait till it becomes significant, because that takes no faith. Get this happening in your life immediately today. Isn't it interesting? I don't know whether that any of you would have this same desire, but you might want a new car. Maybe yes, maybe no. But the moment you started to want a new car, everywhere you turned, you saw the exact same model that you wanted. Now, I'm saying car, it can be anything else in your life. Let's use cars. Exact colour, the exact style. You started seeing that car the moment you started to search for it. This is significant. You started to see that car the moment you started to reach out and search for it, for it is significant. Say, this is significant. Yes. I want you to remember a prophet called Elijah. And a country was in the middle of a drought, weren't they? I think 3 years, 3.5 years maybe. And what turned up after all of that period of time, and I love this, you need to read it and you need to take it on board, was a small white cloud. This is significant. What is the small white cloud in your life? It's interesting, isn't it? After 3 years or 3.5 years, we'll go for 3 years, what he ended up with his little messenger guy, was a small white cloud. Now, really, you'd sort of say, well, that's not really that much to get excited over. But he would have uttered the words, not these words, they're not written in the Bible. This is significant. It was to him. And if you study that, he then went through certain steps and he started to run. And that's the point that I'm trying to sort of get to now. He started to run. It's all there in the Bible and you can see the account of it. In fact, he ran ahead of the storm. It's quite interesting, isn't it? When you study that through, he ran ahead of the storm. Got to watch out, intimidation does not take over and rob you of the blessing. I've not got time today to go into much of this at all, but you've got to learn to celebrate the storm. In fact, he ran away from the storm. You've got to learn and start to celebrate the storm as he quite rightly should have. What was he doing in that 3.5 years? He'd be praying for rain. There was a drought. He wanted a revival. Everything that had to be defeated was defeated, but he wanted revival. And here we go. Here we go. We get the small white cloud. We get the rain. He gets his revival. And what's he doing? He's running ahead of it. He's off. And we've got to learn to get ourselves synchronized to what's happening. You've got to watch out this intimidation doesn't grab the situation and take over. Learn to celebrate the storm. And maybe we can do some sessions on celebrating the storm next year. He was really intimidated by Jezebel. And that's another story. And if you want to ask all of these pastors in here about Jezebel, they'll tell you he was intimidated by that Jezebel. Now, here's a prophet. He was even probably bigger than Billy Graham and Reinhard Bonnke of his time, wasn't he? And he was intimidated by Jezebel. So off we go. Now, a lot of churches are saying we want revival. Do we know what revival is when revival comes? Just be careful that intimidation doesn't rob you of the blessing. I'm speaking to you, brother. Don't let intimidation rob you of your vision, your dream, and your blessing. Stick at it. And I'd say this to all of you. Don't let intimidation rob you of your freedom and your blessing. And you've got to learn to walk in the blessing. And a lot of things can happen in lives and in families, and we don't really know, and we're still wrestling with the fact of how to work with the storm and walk in the storm. What are you facing in your life? You could have been tormented with oppression for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever. And it seems never ending. I'm saying today you're on the threshold of a new year. Threshold of a new year. Grab a hold of it. Grab a hold of what your hopes and dreams and vision is. You grab a hold, my dear, of your hope and vision for the future. You know what I'm talking about. You grasp it and it will come. Now, there may be storms along the way. Learn to love the storm. We surely do need a storm, don't we, around this place? But learn to love it, whatever it may be. And after all that Elijah had seen, he was intimidated by that Jezebel. You couldn't believe that. If you checked his life out and what he saw, you'd say, man, that's unbelievable. And it really is. And I'm saying that to you today. What you have seen God can do, I'm saying, man, check it out and look what God can do. He can do anything. Rusty was prayed for here in this service last week, and he limped in and he walked out. Now, the big trick is to walk back in here today and rejoice. Amen? Yeah. Don't be intimidated. And walk in the storm and learn to handle the storm. You run away, you could be running away from God's blessing. And remember, some of these things are only an illusion the devil uses to try and distract you. Because if he could have killed you, he would have killed you by now. Play that microphone, please, Robin. What's that little testimony, a little short testimony you've got for me?
Thank you. You guys are going to love this. My granddaughter, Libby, or Liberty, is only 4 years old. The day before yesterday, she finished up at her daycare, ready for Christmas. They all celebrated, had their party, food and all the rest of it. Anyway, because she starts proper school, big school next year, really excited about that. So long story short, all through the night, whatever she had eaten that day, the party food, had disagreed with her, and she was sick all through the night, throwing up, got to the point of dried reaching and diarrhea, I believe. And all through the night, with the mother and father, she kept on saying, Jesus, make me better. Jesus, make me better. Jesus, make me better. All through the night. Every time she was sick, she kept on saying, Jesus, make me better. Jesus, make me better. Later on in the morning, when they sort of recovered and got up later in the morning, she said, see, Daddy, I told you, Jesus made me better. That's from a four-year-old. Simple, pure, unadulterated faith.
God can do it. Jesus can do it. There's no question. And when I was in Argentina and you see these little 4 and 5 year olds come up to you and they just take your hand and they prophesy into your life, that's scary. That straightens you out. And what they prophesy, it'll be like a word of knowledge first. To let you just simply know that God's knocking on the door and these kids will give it to you. I love it. I've never seen it in Australia. I've never seen it in Australia. But boy, oh boy, I've seen it over there and it just tells me that the best is yet to come and that we've got to get hungry for that revival rain. Are we running away from something? I guess we can live in survival mode. What I'm saying today, this is significant. So even if it's a bummer and it happens to you next week, tomorrow, this afternoon, say, this is significant. And turn that back into the devil's face. It mightn't be a pleasant thing to turn back, but it'll start to put him on notice that he can't run over the top of you like a bulldozer. So, living in this survival mode, and you struggle, but you might have forgotten how to live in the blessing of God. And you know, God has already worked it out. And I'm saying today, turn around and run towards the rain. Please, turn around and run towards the rain, God's heavenly rain. This has already been worked out in your life. I haven't worked it out. God's worked it out. Turn around and run towards the rain. Turn around and run towards the rain. Come out of the drought for the Lord's sake. Get out of the drought. No matter what the weather's like, get out of the drought and run towards the rain. Run towards the revival rain. Say revival. Don't forget that word. Run towards the revival rain. I guess we could say it's been our prayer to stop surviving and start thriving. Come on. It's our prayer to stop surviving and start thriving. If you're in business, start thriving. Hey, woo. Say, I don't want to run from the rain anymore. Come on, say that out aloud. I don't want to run from the rain anymore. The enemy knows he can't kill you, so he tries to scare you. Take that on board. He tries to scare you, to fill you with fear, which will shift your focus off God and will make you run away from that blessing. And even if it's a rotten looking thing that turns up, say, this is significant. Say that again. This is significant. I'll just give you that. That's on, Robin. Yeah. We used to sing an old revival song, and she hasn't done it for years. And you'll pick it up. It's called, I feel the rain. Say that, weather. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me. Well, it's the former and the latter rain together. Now, I promise you, when we're talking about the former and the latter rain together, Alex and Mark and Ivano and Greg will explain what the former and the latter rain is. You haven't heard that for a while, have you, mates? Yeah. It's the former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather, the Holy Ghost rain. You don't know that one either. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. Say this, I feel the rain. Do you reckon you can do that? It's a. You can yell that out, I feel the rain. I think that's on. You've got to hold that right up. All right, let's see what we can do here.
I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me. It's the former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Do it again.
I feel the rain. I feel the rain falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel the rain falling down on me. It's the former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. Wanna go?
Go again. You're going to do it again. Go on, do it one more time.
You're going to help me this time. I sort of jiggered around. When I sing, I feel the rain. You've got to sing. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. That'll sing. How it should go. Be better. Okay. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel the rain falling down on me. It's the former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel the rain falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel the rain falling down on me. It's the former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Hey. This is significant. So what the enemy throws at you, this is significant. Work it every day for 30 days. This is significant. Make it your prayer. Make it your confession. And you can even add to it Robin's words there, I feel the rain. I feel the rain. That's one of our old revival songs. And when we sort of used to pump that out in Spanish in Argentina, it could go for 2 hours, 3 hours, and the presence of God would just fall in the auditorium. Not one person could stand. It was just absolutely beautiful. And may this Christmas be a blessing to you all. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap offering of praise. So that was a little bit different this morning, and we'll break off in a few moments. Travis might put some music up and we'll have a little lunch together and a little fellowship for those that want to stay, and we'll get you set up for the days ahead of Christmas. Amen. Give Jesus another clap offering of praise. Yeah.
Night and day, I ask the Lord. I felt